Everybody sing that shit. So, another episode, the Breakdown Podcast. We have a very special guest. He's not a therapist. He's not an author. He's not actually a sufferer of anxiety. He is my lad, Josh.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. We've been talking about doing this. You really wanted to appear on a podcast to share your like view.
I do think I have a different viewpoint many people.
Yeah. Well, you've grown up around somebody that struggles with anxiety and panic. Like your memories of this whole, like it's been 15 years. Mm. Your memories are going to be so different to mine. Yeah. But I also got asked about whether this is genetic or whether it's learned, so we can talk about like your experiences.
Yeah.
And we'll try and be serious for as much of it as we can.
It is difficult.
It's very. So, let's go back. Your first recollection of a panic attack for me, because you don't remember the very first one, do you? Because you were asleep. No. You were asleep when it happened. But it was just me and you.
You say it was 15 years ago, I'd have been 5. I don't remember anything from back then. The first one.
Go on. What can you remember? And what was going through your mind? Tell me, man. What's it like to have a dad that is just a little bit out there?
See, I don't remember thinking it was weird or anything. But all I remember is you were sitting on the side of it. You had filled up the sink with water and you were splashing your face loads. You had a towel either on your back or over your head.
I think it was over my head, yeah, because I can remember it vividly. Because we had, my daughter was there as well. Like, how old were you? How old were you at this time?
7 or 8.
So she would have been 2 or 3. Mm. Like, she had no clue what was going on.
No. But to be honest, I didn't really have a clue.
Yeah.
From what I remember.
What was I doing? Can you remember? Was I saying anything or?
I don't remember if you were saying anything, but I imagine, see, since the first panic attack I can remember, you always had the growl.
Ah.
Yeah. So I imagine you're just doing that. That's all I can picture.
Oh yeah, I remember, and I probably still do now, I get really arsey when it happens. Like if we're in a shop or something and it's like, I do the growl, and then it's like, right, we need to hurry up, get out, come on, stop pissing about.
Yeah, but I don't think that's arsey, that's just you wanting to get out.
Yeah, it's a frustration and a frantic need to withdraw. It's bad.
Yeah. See that the growl, that's how I know that you're having a panic attack. There's a couple of signs, but that's we've spoke about this before, but that's how I know you're having one.
Or maybe not a full-blown panic, but that's like
where you're starting.
I'm on the brink.
The start, that is.
It's happened so many times when I that's pretty funny.
Or it's the readjust of the hat. See, I've seen so many of your panic attacks, I know the telltale signs of it.
Or the glasses on and off.
Yeah. It's just little things like that.
I wonder why I do those things. Is it like, I wonder if it's a distraction from what I'm doing. Like, it's just something, just the hat.
Trying to feed you.
Yeah. Just try and take your mind off what's going on inside. Tell me about some more panic attacks. Come on.
There's numerous in the shop.
We discussed the one yesterday when we was driving to holiday.
Oh, yeah.
And we just got to a big roundabout. It was just me and you in the car.
Yeah, near the industrial estate.
It was about 120 miles away from home. And it was just, I was supposed to turn right, weren't I? But I was freaking out at the junction. There was a bit of traffic from what I remember.
Yeah.
And it was hot.
Was there a roundabout there?
Yeah. We'd just come to a junction and it was warm in the car. My nose was really stuffy and I just remember... help. So we
I remember over. Pulling over. Yeah.
I ate some crisps.
That's all I remember from that. That was that one I don't remember as well.
Come on, give me some. Tell me some.
I mean, there's been quite a few on holiday. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember one time, granddad, your dad, was in the bakery in Skegness.
Yes, that's... Yeah, I think I mentioned that one not long ago. I don't know if it was on a podcast or a...
And we had to run back through the shopping centre type place mm-hmm. to go sit back in the car. And but I always go with you.
All I can think about is how everybody must be watching me thinking, what a loser. But nobody even cares. Like, you're doing the exact same thing as me, running through the town. So why don't I think everybody's looking at you? It's a bit weird. Tell people about how wonderful holidays that we used to have.
Oh, I loved it. I did.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed it.
We'd go on holiday with, you know, there was five of us. Mm-hmm. The other three would just go out shopping on the arcades.
Do holiday things.
Yeah, yeah. And we'd just sit in watching. Is the TV chat channel Challenge?
Challenge, yeah. Family Fortunes, yes. Wheel of Fortune.
Loved it.
American Pickers. We had a full English breakfast once, I remember that. We went out and got it.
Yeah.
I remember. We actually parked in the car park of a Mind charity place.
I remember that now.
So, what's your experiences with anxiety? Have you got any? Tell us.
Yeah, I've had a couple, but I don't know if I'd class them as full panic attacks. You do. I know you do, but I don't know if I do. Think
so. I'll describe what happened. The pirate ship I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah.
Like Skegness. We're in Skegness. My daughter is she's 5 years younger than you, isn't she?
Six.
Six.
Come
years?
On, Dad.
See, I don't
Come
even on. Know. I was there, I don't know. But like, you were on the pirate ship, but there was a few of your cousins there, my sister's children as well. And I don't know how old you were. Perhaps 14, 15,
16,
maybe?
I was going to say.
Blimey. That makes you even more of a winner. You're on the
pirate. You on the pirate ship.
It's not going to happen. Well, the thing for me, when we used to go to the fairs and stuff, I always used to be well nervous about Lula, my daughter, going on the Twister or on the pirate ship. And I remember standing at the side of the pirate ship thinking, I can't watch this. Like, Lula's going on there. Thank goodness Josh is going to be there with her. And then it starts, it's swinging. And then we reach a point where all I can see is one of my sister's children just waving to the operator. You got to stop. But I remember looking at you and thinking, he's not looking good.
He's gone.
So tell us exactly what you felt. How quickly did you realize that this was a bad idea?
I feel like it was almost instantly. Right. That first, like, motion. Mm-hmm. My stomach couldn't handle it. Yeah, I'm not a fan of height, personally. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't helping either. But I remember it was getting quite high before it stopped.
yeah, I think it was at its full...
Oh, was it?
Power, yeah. It looked like it was getting up there.
I don't remember it that
well. So did you make the decision that you needed to get off, or did my sister's children decide that he needs to get off?
I think it was them. I don't feel like I had much control.
I remember when, because they did, the operator did stop it pretty quickly, didn't he? But when you got off, like, it was just, I could see myself so much. Like, you were just white as a ghost, freaking out. Heart rate was crazy. You said that you felt a bit like jelly. It was just, that was a panic attack. But obviously it was a enforced panic attack by a decision that you made to have fun, which didn't turn out great.
Doing it again.
That's for certain. So that's like, it has created this scary memory for you that you won't ever do that again. But it's interesting that that's one of the only things that would induce panic for you.
I see. It might not be the pirate ship itself. It might be the feeling, like the stomach.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. If you could go on that pirate ship and not have those, the gravity pull. Yeah. There's been a couple of others.
I just want to mention that when I got off, now that I think back to it, I wasn't worried about what people were thinking. Like, I wasn't worried about, like, people, what's he doing? He's had to have it stop.
Yeah, you didn't seem to care at all if anybody was looking or anything. Interesting.
Others. See, I don't know if I almost had a panic attack, maybe, when, because I went on holiday with my school in 2015 to Austria, and we took a ferry across from England to France. And I had to call you, didn't I?
I remember it. I remember you freaking.
But that didn't go to anything, but I was definitely close.
It's like, so you're a nervous child.
Yeah.
But then, like, I remember seeing you in a school play years ago, and that sort of thing didn't bother you.
I can do that now. It's
so what is it? What is it? Is it specific fears, do you think?
I think it's almost fear.
It's more of a phobias thing.
Yeah.
Rather than you haven't got an underlying, you're not nervous about public speaking or stuff like that.
I mean, I'm as nervous as everyone else. You know, everyone gets nervous public speaking, but I imagine you'd get a bit more nervous.
So you would be.
I mean, I don't know. You do your live streams, don't you?
It's still. I get nervous every morning, 8:30. I'm crapping myself.
Well, you can't tell.
Wow, you're so kind.
You know, very professional.
I would say that. But didn't you? You had a panic attack after drinking too much Lucozade once.
Did I? Oh, at night.
Did you? Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah, you were trying to phone me.
Yeah, I don't really remember that.
It was late.
Yeah, you know me.
I think it was didn't you feel like your heart was racing or something like that?
Yeah. I remember... Now that you've like reminded me, I remember I think I heard a noise or something, and I'm a very imaginative person. Try and say that correctly, and I don't know, my mind just got racing and I was quite scared. I think all mine are probably through me being scared.
Yeah, there's always a underlying issue in there. There's nothing, you don't have out of the blue issues.
Oh no. But yeah, my heart was racing. I was on the phone to my girlfriend, and I had to. I was like, you know, I've got to go. I need to call my dad, even though you were just like right above me.
Not in a bunk bed, in my room. do you?
I mean, it'd have been easier if we were in bunk beds.
You might have been able to wake me up.
I did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you came down.
There's been a number of issues with you, but it's interesting to me, like, that it hasn't escalated to anything more. Yeah, but I think it's because there's that reason. Like, with my first panic, there was nothing. Just, underlying stress. But I had that panic, and then for me, it's a fear of that happening again. But I guess with you, you know that it only happens if you go on a pirate ship or if you drink too much Lucozade.
Which I still do.
You still do?
I was going to grab one. I've got one right next to me.
No, don't. So I guess when it comes to the question of genetics, like,
I think I only know this much about, you know, mental health issues because of you.
Yeah,
that's the only reason.
And even with Lula as well, like, she was doing something at school to do with mental health, like a presentation or something, and she chose to cover mental health because it's talked about so much. I guess you can learn. Like, maybe you could learn to be anxious. You don't get out a lot.
No. I mean, I go to work. That's pretty much it.
And same with, like, when we've gone fishing. Like, you don't want to go to specific places through fear of people seeing
you. I think...
That's an embarrassment thing.
Like...
Social anxiety.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. I definitely think I suffer with that, social anxiety. But I don't know how bad it is.
No, because you don't put yourself in social situations.
Exactly.
So what, if you are, how uncomfortable is it?
It depends. Is there like a group of people? If there's like loads of people, then it's quite bad if I'm talking. I can walk through a shop and should be fine.
Is it just like an initial sort of jitters? If you're there for 5 minutes, you'll start to chill out and be fine.
No, I don't like going to the shop on my own.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not because, like, you know, I'm worried about being in the shop alone. I don't know what that is. That's just, I don't know.
Some deep-rooted psychological...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you done to me?
Tell me about your relationship with your mother. That's what a psychologist would say.
No, it's not my mom. It's my dad.
Oh, is he a good guy?
Mm-mm.
Like, do you get embarrassed that I'm all over YouTube and Facebook posting videos of me being stupid?
No, I love it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. If someone brings some up, like, mental health, I'm straight away, oh, my dad's got 17,000 subscribers on YouTube. 18, sorry.
Come on.
I don't pay attention that much.
Do you mind being in the videos sometimes? Well, it's a bit late now because you're going to be in this one. But
yeah. I don't mind. I'm happy.
Good, man.
I mean, I've had going to America.
Oh, yeah. That's a massive thing. You were super nervous about that for a long time before it even happened.
Yeah, definitely.
Like months in advance, I remember you.
I'd say I've been years I've not wanted to be flying.
And what's the reason behind that?
It's going to sound stupid, but years ago, me and you watched the film Castaway.
Oh, yes. I love it.
And from that moment, I've always, I'm not anymore, but I was always terrified of flying. And thinking of flying, you know, it made me sweat, all that.
It's mad, isn't it? How a film had that effect on you. But then you did it, and it was...
Yeah, I had to.
I mean, you freaked out a few times on the way there.
I mean, it was before... When I got on the plane, I was fine.
Definitely. Just once you had no choice anymore.
Yeah.
Doors were shut.
Once I'm sitting in that seat.
Yeah. And you've done it twice now.
Yeah. Been to America twice.
On your own.
I mean, how many flights? I think that's 8 flights altogether.
Yeah, because you've got connectors.
Connecting, yeah.
It is pretty incredible, man. So
the last two times I've flown, I was, you know, thinking about it that much and panicking that much that I actually threw up.
Oh, yeah, you did, I remember. You threw up on the way to the airport, weren't it? Was it? Or before?
Both times.
Yeah.
But no, I was in the back of my sister's car.
And there was me, like me and Granddad came to pick you up from the airport, and I was freaking out just driving to freaking Heathrow. But that was busy. That was one hell of a busy.
Yeah, and I just got off a six or seven hour flight.
Yeah. So I think it's safe to say that you don't have an anxiety disorder.
No, definitely not. No.
Dear.
I don't know if that's down to me knowing so much about it.
I don't know. I was talking about that in the live stream this morning. I did a podcast with someone.
I know, that's what I saw.
Would education help? I don't know if it would me. Like, it hasn't me. It hasn't helped me, and it doesn't help a massive number of people that I talk to.
Is that already because you are suffering?
Yeah, possibly. I just don't know. I don't know what effect it would have had.
Learning what it is and all that, once you've got it. I say got it as if it's like some of it. Once you suffer with it.
You're stuck with it.
Yeah. I knew, like, probably more than the average person did before I had my first panic attack.
That's an interesting subject, though. Like, are you stuck with it? Are you stuck with it? Do you think I will ever not... Do you think I'll ever be free to, like, fly? And you know me better than anybody. Can you even imagine what it would be like if I didn't have it?
There has been moments where I've thought, oh, okay.
He's done.
So he's cool. He's done, because I don't think you've ever been to the point where you aren't thinking about it or having some sort of symptoms. But there has been moments where I've been like, oh, he's doing a lot better.
How? Yeah, because that's interesting. Because like, I don't gauge my progress.
So, oh, like, I do, 100%. Yeah, yeah. I notice when you're doing good, and
yeah, you've said to me before. So, how bad was I?
To the point where you couldn't really leave the house,
mm.
And you'd still be having panic attacks, and you know, being anxious in the house.
Yeah, you'd have no reason.
Yeah, you'd have to run upstairs to your room, wouldn't you?
Mm.
Just chill out up there.
I guess I have made progress when I think of it. Oh, like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm. It's hard to see it though when you're in it.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I've seen you, you know, at your lowest and at your highest. I'd say that you're pretty good at the minute.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I'm on a good path. Like I can go out. I tell you what's helping me. This lockdown is helping me.
Yeah.
And I'm not being like silly about it. It's helping because of the social distance and stuff. So I can go to the shop and it's not packed. Like people are keeping their distance and that. I don't know. It feels refreshing out, which is weird.
Mm.
But
it's weird being at work during all this.
Yeah, yeah. You're a key worker, I guess. Yeah. You must be. Well, are you? Are you classed as a key worker?
Yeah, it's a hardware store.
Right.
Am I allowed to say where I work? Or
I've already told people. Screwfix.
Yeah, Screwfix.
So yeah, what effect has the lockdown had on you working? Like you're not allowing the public in anymore.
No, they're not coming into the store. We've got a pacing table at the door.
Mm.
Basically they've come up, they give us their surname or their order number.
Uh-huh.
We put it on the computer, we find it, we give it them. That's it. We're not allowed to take orders in store.
Oh, so it's online. Pre-placed orders as well.
Yeah, only. We can't do refunds.
No, really?
Mm.
So what sort of precautions are they taking for staff? Like, you're not allowed to get close to...
I mean, we're supposed to be taking, staying 2 metres apart, but it's so difficult there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's near enough impossible.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's like my girlfriend, like, she's at Ocado, she's training. Mm. They've emailed her yesterday and said they're going to limit the new starters to 5 that she has to train, but she's still in a room with those 5 people. She's having to train them in close proximity, and so it is difficult.
Mm. It's
difficult to adhere to the rules when you're in the situation. I bet you just forget as well. Like when you're at work and doing your normal thing, there must be a point in the day where it's just because it feels normal when you're in
it.
It
is normal now.
Yeah,
we've been doing it for 2 weeks and I'm just used to that. It's going to be weird going back to the normal.
Yeah, yeah.
Normal. Yeah.
People just coming in the shop and you'll be like, oi,
bugger
off, get out.
Take a couple steps back for me, mate.
Yeah. Who do you think you are? Yeah, it's going to be strange. Do you think there's going to be like, do you think it will be a big change after? When lockdown's lifted?
I feel like I don't know what I'm doing back at work.
Mm.
I don't remember any of the stuff. It's going to be weird having so many people in such an enclosed area.
And
it makes me think that
McDonald's.
Mm. Oh, I can't wait. Sorry,
I noticed we drove to the retail park here last night and noticed that KFC was open, but it was only open for delivery drivers.
So
Deliveroo or Uber Eats or whatever. Well, I think they're allowed to go collect.
I was at work yesterday and there's a McDonald's right next to my work. Drove past it and the lights were on. And I was just, like, there was no one there from what I saw, but the lights were on. I don't know what that was.
Maybe they're doing the same thing.
Mm.
We need McDonald's.
Yeah. Stresses me out.
I get a lot of questions. Specifically Mark, I remember he asked me a long time ago, like, because he's got a young lad. Oh, no, I haven't got a young lad. I've got an old man now.
Hey.
I get asked all the time, like, what must it be like growing up with a parent that's anxious, like not being able to go to parents' evening and not being able to go to the park and, like, the cinema and the fair and that. How frustrating does it get? Like, I know that you understand, but there must have been a point where you've thought, like, come on, Dad, just snap out of it a minute.
See, that's not... like to do with the cinemas and all that, that'd just be like in the shop, that'd be.
Mm.
Like, I want to go to, like, let's say I was a bit younger, going into the toy aisles, I wanted to go and look at all that. Couldn't really.
And how annoying is it as a kid?
I wouldn't say, as a kid, it's very annoying. But it's not something, you know, kid can't deal with.
It's good, yeah, because you just don't understand. I mean, maybe that's where education could come in, perhaps, possibly.
I definitely think it should be taught in school.
What do you think should be taught, though? Like, well, the different conditions, the symptoms, or how to help people, or what?
Just understanding. You know, if someone's panicking and, you know, running out of a shop or something, not to look and think, oh, look at that idiot running out of the shop. What's he doing? Thinking, but then, I wonder if he's okay.
Like we said, when I ran from the bakery, nobody even batted an eyelid. So it's so hard because we hide it so well. Like, how many times have me and you gone to a shop and my girlfriend says the same? Like, we'll go to a shop and I'm more confident than you in there. Like, I'll chat to the checkout worker and I'm like...
Yeah, when you're on your highs, you're it's like weird. A new person.
It's weird. No, I even do it when I'm not feeling at the top of my game.
Yeah, true, actually, true. You just talk. Maybe, I don't know if that's like a distraction.
I don't know. I've never understood that. Like, I just make jokes with staff and conversation. And then I'll walk outside and I'll say, God, that was horrible, man.
And I'll be like, what are you on about?
You just made conversation. It was me that was standing there shaking.
Like, I definitely say to you quite a lot, like, nobody's going to, like, nobody in that shop noticed that you were panicking at all.
But that's another, that's an interesting point because you can.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell. If I pick you up from your mum's or whatever and you come here, like, you'll know exactly how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Don't need to say anything.
It's weird. Like I said, years of watching you go through this.
Idolizing me.
Everything.
Oh, molding yourself.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Got to shave the head next.
Do it.
Got what I was saying.
Years of watching.
I literally see, as soon as you have like the tiniest bit of anxiety, I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
From like the way you walk, for example. I don't know, just little things like that.
And facial expressions.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
I wonder if anyone else has the telltale signs that they're starting to panic or something. I'd imagine that. Yeah.
I've said for ages that you're one of the people, I wouldn't call you a safe person because, but when we've been going to the shops and stuff, you just know, you have this knack of knowing how to deal with it. Like, some people will get annoyed with me. Some people have got no patience. Some people try and just say, like, oh, you'll be fine, just, you know.
Go
like,
in.
Granddad. I know he means well, but sometimes he'll say, like, you're going to be fine. You've done this before. Nothing's going to happen. But, like, you, I don't know what it is that you do. And my girlfriend's pretty much the same. She's got this ability as well. I don't know whether it's a patience thing or you don't give it too much thought. You don't.
I'll sit in the car. You know, we'll be outside the shop. Say, you coming in? Nah. Go on. Come on. Because I want you to come in as well.
Yeah, because you don't want to go in on your own.
Yeah, exactly. There's been many a time where we've sat outside a shop and I'll say, Dad, come on. Okay, I'm not going in then. We'll just go home.
Yeah.
But, and you'll say, oh, I can't. I was like, just try.
Uh-huh.
You'll come in and you'll do it.
Yeah. You don't put guilt on me, which is good.
And if you're like, no, Josh, I'm not doing it, I'm like, okay. I don't force you.
Yeah. But 9 times out of 10, I will give it a go. It's just, I don't know, it's like, I don't know what it is. There's a tiny little fly flying around and it's really annoying me. Yeah. Interesting. Can't remember what I was going to say. Let me kill this fly first.
Okay.
I've got to wait for it. Landed on the mic. What was we saying? About going in the shop. Yeah, feeling good. It's interesting. You have this knack, this ability. I was thinking, like, when we're in the shops as well, like, if I make the growl sound, like, I'll say, I've got to get out of here. And you'll be like, I think that's helped me learn to do that myself. When me and my girlfriend went to Skegness, earlier this year, I think it was. Then we was in an arcade and I was feeling it and I probably made the growl sound. But then I just, in my head, I'm just like, no, let's just stay. Let's just stand here and wait. Let it pass, because it will. And it always does. You're good with encouragement as well. Like, it feels like it's not a big issue. Same with Lula, I guess. Lula never mentions it, like, ever. No. If she asks me to take her to McDonald's and I don't take her, like, she's just annoyed. Regardless, whether it's anxiety or because I've got no money or can't be bothered. And I prefer that. I would prefer not to be, like, I don't want it to be, oh, come on, Dad. You'll be all right. You've done it before.
See, yeah, that's the same with me, though. Is if I say, you know, take me to Mackey's or something, or come pick me up from your mum's, you're like, nah. I'm annoyed at you, not at how you're feeling.
Yeah, yeah. I've noticed consciously that I keep mentioning McDonald's.
Is there something you need?
Yeah. Quarter pounder with cheese, banana milkshake.
It does sound good.
Do you struggle with your mental health, would you say? Like, you have low moods, don't you, quite often?
Yeah. I'd say... See, I'm anxious about my future. I don't know if that has a particular name or something.
Normal.
No. Turns out I'm normal. I wouldn't say you're not normal.
I would. Very.
Well, I wouldn't say you're not normal because of your anxiety.
Yeah,
true. I think there's many other factors.
Yes. I would agree with that. But yeah, you've struggled with low mood before.
Mm, definitely. Like, college. Remember my first day of college?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I guess these are all just normal. anxiety. Nerves, I was going to say. I couldn't think of the word. It's just general nerves, general anxiety that everybody would experience.
Yeah, but I wouldn't imagine, you know, so-and-so from down the street would know, oh, this is this because I'm feeling this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
They'd just think, oh, I'm just worried about my first day. Not, the symptoms.
Yeah, they don't look into why. Whatever's happening, I guess, physiologically. Like, you probably know more about, it was a good word, you know more about anxiety and the symptoms and the reasons for the symptoms than probably most people.
Yeah.
Because I keep ramming it down your throat.
Yeah, would you?
Careful.
Give us a second for that one.
I might keep that in.
Oh, you can't say that after saying that.
I'll edit that bit.
What was you saying?
I have no idea.
Oh,
you know more about it.
Yeah. I don't know if you'd say that I'd know more than someone who's, like, just learning. Like, someone who's got, like, suffering.
Mm.
And they're just starting to learn. Would you say I've got more knowledge than, I don't know, an average sufferer?
It's probably on a par, isn't it? Well, it depends how... Because when I first experienced it, I had no clue what was going on.
Mm.
I didn't know what it was about. So if you were to have a panic attack and develop a disorder now, like, you are armed with the tools, maybe. That's what needs to happen. I need you to develop an anxiety disorder so we can test the theory of whether education helps.
How do I do it?
I'm not sure yet. You need to get really stressed. Really stressed.
Yeah. Smoke weed.
Smoke a ton of weed.
Okay.
Or drink numerous energy drinks, which you do.
I do.
It's the stress. You need the stress. That's what it worries me about this lockdown thing, because I keep talking about the stress that everybody's under.
Mm.
And I'm like 90% sure that the people that I speak to, 90% of the people that I talk to, it's all been brought on by stress, that first panic attack or whatever. And that, it concerns me, man.
Well, you know, this lockdown, I've pretty much been practicing for this my entire life.
Yeah, exactly. You're well versed in the art of isolation.
I like to say that I'm pseudo agoraphobic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't actually suffer with it, but I act like I do.
Yeah, yeah. You've got a good cover story.
Yeah. See, I know what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Because you were educated.
Mm. I think education is massive. I definitely think it needs to be in the school curriculum.
Yeah. I have, because I've never really thought about it. Because again, like, if it weren't for me suffering, from a panic attack, I wouldn't have given it the time of day.
No.
And that's the thing. Like, are people going to want to learn about it?
Well, do they want to learn about how science to cook a fish? I don't know.
Teach a man to fish.
You know, like, some people need to be, like, almost forced to learn so they can understand.
Do you learn? Because school was a long time ago for me.
Oh, it wasn't that long ago. You got to be about 14, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Plus a little. But do you learn about, like, physical ailments in school?
See, I took PE as an option.
No, so you do learn
a little bit about
joints and muscular.
Yeah, you don't learn nearly enough, like, if anything, about
not about disease. Health. And what about disease and stuff like
that? That's in science, that is.
Okay.
You do learn a bit. You know, well, you don't learn particular diseases. You learn what a disease is, or
right, but not mental health.
No, and I think,
well, you didn't.
I wouldn't say a class, like, you know, oh, what you got this afternoon? I've got mental health. No, I think it needs to be almost like sex education.
Mm-hmm.
Just like once a year.
Yeah, yeah.
Two times a year. A
debrief.
Maybe. Yeah, like, you know. Yeah, I definitely think that's what it needs.
Mm.
Because some of the things that I see on social media, people don't understand what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
If, like, you know, if people don't know how to comfort the person, what they're going through.
Yeah, because you're,
we all learn,
you're about a fat it. Generation, the social media generation, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can remember times before social media, like, it's, in my opinion, it's, the negatives far outweigh the positives of social media.
Yeah. People are quick to
judge.
Like, judge and be negative towards someone before they are willing to help. And I think if someone was taught it all in school, then it'd be a lot better. Because me knowing a sufferer, and you, my dad, being a sufferer, I take... not pity, but like...
You pity me. Empathy.
For different reasons. But, empathy. But I'm like, okay, I know what you're going through because I've witnessed it.
Mm.
It makes me feel bad because I don't know if they've got, like, the support that you do.
Yeah, it's possible. But then on a positive, like, social media is the perfect platform to offer it.
Mm.
And that's the sad thing. Yeah, I know. That's what I try and do. But, like, a lot of people that I speak to, like, it's not just me reaching out. Like, I get messages off people, friends that I haven't spoke to for a while, and they'll check in with me, like, how am I doing? It's just nice. Like, I've got that kind of bunch of friends. I think a lot of it depends on who you surround yourself with on social media.
You don't hide your anxiety to people that are around you. And
I know
that a lot of people do. And I think that's a big thing. I think if you tell your close friends, your loved ones, they'll be more willing to help than you think.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. Like, because
didn't Eddie on the podcast yesterday say that he was, like, trying to hide it almost?
Yeah, yeah, he said that there was probably still family members that would watch that and not actually know that he had an issue.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, I think it's
similar with me because I've got, like, cousins, and, like, I know Andy's just started watching the live stream. He's my cousin. Yeah. But I've got cousins that I haven't spoke to for years. I've just gone off the radar for them. And it's like, he's an ignorant sod. But it's not like that. Like, I haven't been to their weddings and stuff like that. And it's hard. Yeah. Like, I hate that because I would love to have, I used to like a good wedding, good piss up, a dance. But I've missed out.
Years.
Yeah, it'll be you next, won't it?
I don't know.
We won't be losing.
I shouldn't say that. Yes, it probably will be me next.
Mm. Yeah, if she watches. Well, of course she's going to watch this
one. Yeah, of course, it's me.
Blimey.
I mean, she watches all of them.
She better. I'll be checking in. I'm going to do a test with her when she comes over here. Question her on every episode.
Yeah. I don't know if she's going to be coming over this year.
No, it looks like next, maybe. Because that was the plan, weren't it?
Yeah, you're August.
It's a shame. That's what's happening in the world right now.
Yeah.
You got anything else to add?
Let me think.
Okay.
I kind of want to reiterate the, you know, tell your friend, your close friends.
Okay.
I think that's a huge thing.
Yeah, speaking out.
Yeah, definitely.
Reach
Not,
out.
You know, don't walk down the street and say, oh, you're right, mate, I suffer with anxiety. Mm-hmm. Just, those people don't need to know. It's your close friends and family. If you've got mates and they don't know, they should, because they might help.
Do you think, like, if you had an anxiety disorder, you would feel comfortable talking to, like, Joe about it or whatever?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
100%.
Close friends, I guess.
Yeah. That's you know, going back to the school thing, if we'd learn about it in school, everyone would talk about it. Everyone would be like, yeah, oh, how are you feeling?
That's perhaps one of the big positives of that, is that people would, it wouldn't be so weird and abnormal to talk about it if you experienced it.
Oh, I've got anxiety. Oh, okay. Because people don't know what you mean by that.
But then the only issue with that sometimes is that some people do take the piss with it. Like, they'll have a bad day and then they'll say they've got depression.
Oh, and then
it waters it down a bit. Like, because the numbers are crazy for anxiety depression now. And it's hard to decipher who has an anxiety disorder. Not saying that mine is worse than yours, or, you know what I mean? But there's some people. Yeah. Like, you have experienced panic attacks before, but you don't have an anxiety disorder.
Yeah. And I don't think having one panic attack means that you have an anxiety disorder. I don't think having one low moment in your life means that you're depressed.
The same with, like, you experienced anxiety flying to America. It doesn't mean you have a disorder. Like, it's normal. That those are normal nerves that everybody experiences, like job interviews, dating, anything like that.
Yeah.
That's normal. It's when you are scared to leave your house or scared of a bodily twitch or twinge or whatever. That's when it becomes an issue. I've got another interesting point. Let's talk about your girlfriend for a minute.
What about her?
Well, she has experienced anxiety and depression and panic attacks and that, and had some not nice thoughts.
Yes.
And, definitely. Like, you've definitely been able to help her, haven't you?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, and that is probably down to the fact that you understand, like, you've been educated. So you're winning me round here with the thought of education.
We're not with it.
I don't know. I just didn't, because I thought to myself, like, I'm educated now.
It doesn't help you.
It doesn't help me. But
I think education, you know, you don't go to a job before you know what you're doing, do you? Otherwise, you don't know what you're doing. You need to learn before it develops. I know that's impossible.
Yeah, there's no point being trained for something if you already do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, if you're a mechanic, you're not going to learn how to tighten a bolt, are you?
No.
But if you don't know how to, then you learn, then you know, and then when you've got it, there you go. That's probably the worst analogy you'll ever.
It might be one of the worst, but we'll keep it in.
We'll keep it in.
So, when are you writing a book? My dad had anxiety.
Had. That is positive.
That's interesting. That's a different story that I'm telling myself.
You didn't even think.
No.
That was just, hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Positive. I don't plan on writing a book.
Good.
As of yet. That's because I can't be bothered.
You're very much like me.
Yeah, I don't know if that makes a difference to how I've been affected by this, but I feel like I'm half the age of you, half of you. I feel like our personalities are pretty much exactly the same.
People are probably going to be watching this thinking it's me just voice-overing your bits. It's just got his son to sit there and mime. That's it. Ah, dear. I would say that's probably much it. That's probably much
probably
it.
Probably much it, that is, guys.
I can't think of anything else. I think we've covered Like, what did people want to know? What it's like growing up with an anxious parent.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's not something you need to worry about. No. You've never worried about bringing up me and Lula.
I don't feel like it's affected me as a father.
Parent, no.
No, I don't think so.
No, you've always been good. I think be the parent first instead of worrying about, you know, how's this going to affect my kid? They will understand.
Yeah.
If you talk to them and tell them instead of hiding it from them, personally.
That's a big thing, yeah.
That has helped. If you'd have hidden your anxiety until I was like 14, instead of, you know, not hiding it ever, then maybe I'd have been different.
Mm.
But I just think people need to know.
Just be open and honest.
Yeah, that's my two things. That's what you're going to get from me is people need to be taught and people need to know around you.
Okay.
That's how I feel anyway.
That's a good message. I like that. I think we should probably end it there.
Yeah.
I appreciate you joining me.
Well, I was really busy and managed to take the time out.
Good lad, man. So now we can go on PlayStation, yeah?
Yeah.
The priorities. Sorted, man. Thank you, Josh. Another episode in the bag. We've got plenty more coming. I guess like this video, share it. If you've got children of your own, my lad says there, he hasn't affected him, really. But I've been open and honest. And that's the takeaway. Any last words?
Good morning.
Welcome to the coffee morning.
I say good morning, it's 1 o'clock.
Yeah, well done. You ruined it. Okay, we're out. Thank you. Do that. And say something.
You're putting me on the spot. I don't know what I'm doing.
It was
love
just
to the world.
Say it again.
Love to the world. Peace.
We're out.
I don't know.
We're out.